Did you watch the Olympics? Michael Phelps lives about 15 minutes from me. He's our claim to fame. Yeah, he swims to work. What I liked about the Olympics was the track and field. Oh, Usain Bolt and those guys, oh, the track and field, amazing. But it always reminds me of the tragedy of most people's lives when you use this track metaphor. Because when it comes to using your unique gifts, or to setting your guide, or writing down your perfect day, or to writing a book that you know is in you to write, or to giving your next speech in Toastmasters that you know you should give, when it comes to doing these things, most people live their lives on get set. Right? Let's take writing a book. They say, I'm gonna write this book. They take their marks. They get ready, they get set, and they never go. And who are we kidding? Most people die right here on get set. They take their ideas, their innovations, their inventions, everything to the grave with them because they lived and they died on get set. And if you take one thing from me, I just don't want you to be one of them. How do I know about this? Because I was on get set to my own goals years ago. Talking about, well, I want to be a professional speaker, but come on. I don't know if people will listen to me. I might be too young. I might be too ugly. I might be, wait a minute, not too ugly. I mean, come on, look at me. But I might be too young. And a friend of mine said, Craig, how will you know if you never go? The most profound thing I'd ever heard, and he was an idiot. Your broken clock is right twice a day, right? How will you know if you never go? You know why we don't get where we want to in life? Because we're playing Nostradamus in our own lives, trying to predict all these disasters that lie ahead. How will you know if you never go? And so people ask me, well, Craig, how did you walk into your dream of being a professional speaker? I say, step by step. They say, well, what were the steps? So I've come up with a 60-second standard response, so I don't have to answer this question anymore, to show people how I walked and how one step led to the next step, and I walked directly into my dream of being a professional speaker. But we're not going to stop there. We're going to keep walking directly into your dream, and over the next 5 minutes, hopefully change your life, make a decision. Okay? But I need your help. So we're going to walk into my dream and then keep walking to yours as we close things out for this entire conference and really leave on a high here. I want you, when I point to you, what I want you to do is, as loud as you can, yell out the phrase, who knew? As loud as you can. Ready? One, two, three.
Who knew?
All right, I need a little bit louder than that. One, two, three.
Who knew?
That when I was giving speeches to the walls within my house, you ever done that with no audience? That one day I walk into a bookstore and I start reading all these books on the art of public speaking. That one of those books will be a Toastmasters manual of public speaking and would say, contact this number for a club near you. That I would contact that number and get invited out to the Randallstown Network Toastmasters Club. Somebody would see me speak and say, wow, you're pretty good. You should be a professional and you should join the National Speakers Association, which is an organization of professional speakers. When I joined NSA, somebody would give me advice on the business side of public speaking. That I would get into a Toastmasters contest and win at the club level, the area level, the division level, the district level, and keep winning until I heard the words, and the 1999 world champion of public speaking is Craig Valentine. That even before that, a young man would come up to me and say, Craig, how much do you charge for your speeches? I said, you can charge? Yeah, who knew? And I never would have known if I was still living my life on get set. That's the day I went from speaking for free to speaking for fee. Never would have known. So here's my question to you, and I actually want a verbal response. I want a declaration. What are you on get set with? I can feel somebody on get set in here right now. You've been wanting to do something, you've been waiting to do it, yell it out. What are you on get set with? Other than answering. What'd you say? Write a book, very good, very good. Read a book, even better. I know, see what you get for being quiet. What else? Come on, you've been wanting to do something, you've been waiting. It's in you. Declare it. Be a public speaker. You just were. You just were. What else?
Consulting.
What else?
Pilot.
Say again?
Pilot.
Being a pilot. You know, there's this spring conference. You can be a helicopter pilot. You know, that takes you to the next level.
What is the second one? helicopter.
Okay, I got you.
Pilot is okay.
Yeah, pilot's good too.
Speak and grow rich.
Speak and grow rich. Dottie Walters, yes.
Yeah. Launch my board game.
Launch your board game. Fantastic. And seminars. You know what? And TV show. You know what's funny? I was in Rochester, and you might have even been there. I was in Rochester, and some lady said, "I want 10 grandchildren." I said, "You got to get somebody else off and get set for that." That's a whole lot of going. But whether or not you said it, you thought it. It's in there. You know what it is.